Police MX Racing, coming to you from Carlsbad, California. And I'm sitting here with my wife, Sue. Sue, introduce yourself.
Sue.
That's Sue. She doesn't come to the races much anymore, but once in a while I'll get her out there. I think, did you come to the Christmas Grand Prix this year?
No.
Must have been the year before.
I went to the one in May.
Yeah, and you went to one in 1985, I think.
Shut up. I used to go every single race.
I know. I go every single race. I only missed one, actually.
Since you made us have this race for 20,000 years.
Uh-huh. I missed one race, remember?
Oh, yeah, because you were on a fire.
I was on a fire, and I couldn't get out of it. Well, I could have, I guess, but I wanted the money. We were going up to Northern California on a brush fire for 2 weeks. It was the night series at Paris Raceway. And so I started making phone calls, and I wrote a big, long list of what Sue needed to do. This is, I stayed up like 1 in the morning at the fire station writing this list and put it in my computer bag, put it in the office, and then the next day you came up and got it, I believe.
Yeah, I came to the fire station in L.A. and got it, and then it was the best run race. Best ran race. Is that best run race?
Yeah.
Ran race we had.
Well,
in the entire 30 years that we've been doing this.
And it's you and Russell Lee ran the race, correct? You were there and Russell Lee helped out. I called Russell and he helped out.
I don't remember Russell being
there. Yeah, it was Russell Lee.
Oh.
And it was the best run race. You don't want to know why?
Because you weren't there.
That's what you think. It's because I had to do everything prior to the race.
Hey!
And write it down.
Cat's chewing that.
It's all right.
Cat was chewing our cord to our earphones,
which we're not using, so
well, we still paid $40 for them.
Okay, so what do you want to talk about? Sue came up with the idea of doing a podcast, and
because everyone always asks us to do FPMX TV.
And this is not FPMX TV.
No. And it's so hard to do FPMX TV because we always have to film stuff. And
we don't film stuff.
We don't film stuff. We forget, or Ed's not camera ready, or...
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I'm worried about that.
So
my makeup guy didn't show up.
His hair and makeup person didn't show up.
Yeah.
So anyway, but I always say, did you get film? Did you film? Did you get clips? Did you record anything? No, I forgot.
I'm busy.
Yeah. So I said, well, maybe podcasts will work better.
Okay. Podcast is.
So we're going to try and see if it works. Who knows?
And if you hate it, let us know. If you like it, if you like this, let us know also. All right.
So, what do you want to talk about this time? I think you should talk about the upcoming race schedule.
Okay. We have a race schedule coming up, and I actually was ahead of the game here, Sue, so I brought it up on my computer. You didn't even ask me yet till right now. But our first race this year, the 2016 season, as it is at LACR, that's Los Angeles County Raceway, out, I don't know if it's Palmdale or Lancaster, I think it's Palmdale. But it's on March 7th and 8th. It's a Monday and Tuesday. And everybody's welcome. We have classes for firemen, policemen. They race against each other. And then we have races for civilians where they race the support classes. And we have civilians as starting off on 50cc all the way up. And we just run 4 classes for the adults. It's a beginner, novice, intermediate, and expert. That's because we don't have that many. So you go out there, you choose your class. There's no age group breakdowns or anything for that. But in the fire police classes, we go from 18 to 39 as the youngest class. And it's kind of fair because we don't have that many young guys. Most guys don't get on until they're near 30. You know, once in a while I'll get a guy that's in his early 20s, you know, real gung-ho, excellent. Well, I got on when I was 22. Yeah, so guys like that.
Why are you yelling?
Because I'm excited.
Yeah. Stop yelling.
You stop yelling. All right, so anyway, I'm just messing around.
The neighbors are hearing about our schedule. They don't want to know.
We have classes for everybody. The next class, they go in 10-year increments, so it's 40 to 49, 50 to 59, and then 60 years old. And the 60-year-olds aren't broken down.
It's like you and Charlie Beck.
Yeah, Charlie. But not I myself am not that old yet. So
is Charlie 60?
Charlie's like 62.
He is?
Yeah, still fast.
Wow.
Rides very well.
You go, Charlie.
So, our bigger classes are the older classes, older guys.
Who's over 60 that still races?
Charlie Beck.
I mean, besides Charlie.
Well, we have a few. I mean, you put me on the spot here.
I know some shout-outs to the old guys.
John Carell is in that age group.
Danny Lowers?
No. Danny.
Blake Fair?
Well, I might move Blake up to that level. that was a snort from Sue, guys.
Sorry, Blake.
Non-editable. Actually, can't get rid of that one. No, so I think there's Alan Kent. Also, probably the fastest one right now is Chip Howell. He's number 17 on a KTM normally, and he's out there flying around the track. He corners very well. He's from Alpine, California.
I think all of these names that you said have been with us from the beginning, huh?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
So that means they started racing with us when they were in their 40s. How long have you been doing it?
We started in 89. When we started this race, I had just turned 30 years old, and the 40-year-olds were called the old-timer class. And then as I approached 40, I decided, hey, that's not a cool name anymore. So I moved it to the 40-year-old class. And now,
you should have said it was the midlifer class.
Well, it wasn't at the time. They were old guys. But now they're young guys. Like, I don't want to race against the 40-year-olds anymore. They're too young for me. But anyway, so we've been going strong for several years. I don't know how many years it is. Since 89, was that 27 years? Sue's telling me to quiet my voice, but I don't want to.
Just calm down. You act like you're on crack.
Well, what do you want? These people want to hear.
They don't want to hear you, like, wound up.
I don't normally talk that much, people. I'm a pretty quiet guy. So if you get me talking, just accept it.
Maybe we should go back to FPMX TV so they can at least see you, like...
No.
All hyped up over here.
I don't want to be hyped up over here. I'm just doing my thing. Okay, so they do see me on the 30-second board, and this is the way I act on the 30-second board.
I'm sorry. I apologize for that 30-second board.
Well, see, I got 30 seconds to get in about a minute's worth of conversation, and you got to talk fast.
Okay, so finish the schedule. Did you finish it?
So we're going to LACR March 7th and 8th, Monday, Tuesday. Then in May, this is the weekend, or the Monday, Tuesday, right after Supercross ends in Vegas. So we're going to go to Vegas, drive home to San Bernardino, pull into Glen Helen on Sunday afternoon, and then we're going to race Monday, Tuesday at Glen Helen on the national track, the big track. And then we have a break through the summer. I know that we have a few races during the summer. We have the U.S. Police and Fire Championships that I believe is June 20th and 21st at Glen Helen. And that's going to be a motocross on Tuesday. No, I'm sorry. It's the 21st and 22nd, I believe they changed it to. So it's going to be a Tuesday motocross, Wednesday Grand Prix. And we'll probably run a similar course to what we ran at our Christmas Grand Prix. And then there's also a race right before that, like the weekend of... Yeah, the weekend of that, it's in June. It's going to be the Ohio races. So
weekend of what?
You take it easy. It's the weekend in June where we're racing the world or the U.S. Police and Fire Games.
Oh.
It's the same. Like, we race on a Monday, Tuesday, or Tuesday, Wednesday. They race on a Friday, Saturday. And I wanted to go to that one, but we schedule these races on top of each other every year. And so I'm not going to be able to make that trip.
I'm so sad.
Ray Martin runs a great race out there in Ohio, and I love to go. I think I've been to it 3 times, and had an excellent time each time. So then we go to, we take the summer off, and then we're back to Glen Helen on October 3rd and 4th, Monday, Tuesday. And there's a possibility of a race in November. I'm talking to some people right now. Joey Cormack actually is working with me, and we're trying to get a race scheduled out at Cheney Ranch. They haven't held races out there yet. They just actually got a starting gate. And so we're looking at holding a race out at Cheney Ranch, which would be a lot of fun. Never actually rode that track, but hear a lot of good things about it. So that's, then the Christmas Grand Prix is on December 6th at Glen Helen. That's always on a Tuesday. And we use that to raise funds for the kids at the Loma Linda Children's Hospital. And we we ask that you guys bring gift cards from Target, Best Buy, Walmart, and or you can just bring the generic like Visa card or something, you know, the one that you can purchase. And we go out and we buy the actual toys that the kids are requesting. I talked to a lady down there, Dorothy, and she gives me a list of what the kids want, and we go out and we shop exactly for what they want, and then we're able to present them at the Big Air Kids Fair.
Is there a date yet for this one? Or approximately?
Well, I could tell you the approximate date. It's probably on Thursday before the Glen Helen National. That's normally what we try to do.
Which is?
In May.
May?
Usually, that's I think it's the second National in May. So we're looking at towards the end of May.
So we have your gift cards. So don't think that we don't do anything with them, but we can't use them till.
Yeah, we got the gift cards from this year's Christmas Grand Prix. And then when we get the requests, we go out and we actually do the shopping. And we want to thank you guys for your generous donations. It's been, it was a good event. We had a lot of people donating, and it goes a long way. And some people bring cash to the event, and that all goes in the same drawer. When I get home, that money goes, I give it to Sue, she puts it away, and it just sits there until it's time to go shopping. And then we handle all that.
Let's tell people where it is so they can break in our house and come get it.
All right. it's not that much. It's not worth the trip. You're going to spend more on gas. No,
I'm just, that's not true.
I know. I'm trying to discourage them. You guys stay home. Don't rob us. Okay. So we have cameras. We do.
Oh, at our house. Yeah, yeah. We did. We had some loser try to break into our house. We had to get video cameras.
Mm-hmm.
So don't come to our house or you're going to be on camera.
Okay, so what else we got going on this year? We're doing Supercross right now.
Yeah.
Supercross. Sue's probably not that excited about it, sounds like. But I'm helping Danny Lowers out this year.
You know what? We've been doing this for 14 years.
Is that what you think?
Yeah. Well, didn't we? It wasn't the first year 2002?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's 2016.
But you have to count the first year.
No, you don't.
We did it the first year. Why don't we count it?
This is the 14th year we're doing it.
Just off the top of my head, I'm going to say it's the 15th year.
We've been doing it for 14 years. We did it.
15 seasons.
We did it. We've been doing it for 14 years because we did it 2002, 2003, 2004, 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, 2014, 2015, 2016.
15 seasons. Exactly what I said. I went through one hand once, the other hand completely all the way through that, and then back to this hand.
So this is the 15th season.
And I made it all the way to my thumb.
But we started 14 years ago.
Okay, agreed. So it's our 15th season, but we're not going to count the first one. Okay, we're counting it. Anyway, I'm working with Danny Lowers, and
you like totally wear me out with these motorcycle garbage stuff. Like, you just take it to the very bitter end.
What are you talking about?
Like, you can't just have a race for like 5 years and we have fun and be done with it.
5 years.
You gotta just go on and on and on. And Supercross has to go on and on and on and on and on.
Okay, so? What, do you think they're gonna quit?
It's just like, can we try like something new? Like something maybe like beauty pageants or something that have something to do with girls?
Girls and beauty pageants, okay. So, I don't know. This conversation just took a U-turn. I don't know exactly.
Our ice skating, competitive ice skating.
Fireplace ice skating TV. It's not TV, but anyway.
Just something that's not motorcycles.
So you see what I put up with.
Oh,
and the
please.
struggles that I have to keep this event going. You know, it's pretty tough, and I hope you guys appreciate.
Hashtag money suck.
Okay, let's don't talk about money. So, anyway, what were we talking about? Oh, yeah. So, we're helping Ryan Brees this year, and we're working with Marty Smith, Billy Urban, and it's Strict Triple Effects U.S. Racing Team. So, we're having fun there. We just had our first round, and we're getting ready for our second round tomorrow.
In
San Diego is tomorrow.
Beautiful San Diego.
And we actually have a rider riding the KTM Junior Supercross that's riding for Avid MX, the nation's leading graphics company.
Okay. Nation's leading. Carlsbad leading graphics company.
On our street. We're the biggest on our street.
The Harwich Drive
leading. So we have Kane Ewing. That's Dennis Ewing's son. And Dennis is one of our past national champions, and he rides for the Oceanside PD, and he has three boys who race, the Ewing Brothers Racing, and Kane is the oldest, and he's riding 50s and 65s on the KTMs, and tomorrow he will be riding with the number 5 KTM at San Diego, and we're cheering him on. And
why does he want number 5?
Well, I don't know. He wants number 5 because his favorite rider is number 1.
Oh.
Ryan Dungey, number 5. But he actually...
Ryan Dungey's not number 1 right now.
I beg your pardon. He is still number 1.
No, I know. He's not. Doesn't have the red plate right now.
Right. But he's got like almost a red plate. I think he's one position out of it. But... anyway, Supercross was very interesting this week. We had a little WWF going on. Our rider, Ryan Brees, rode really well, actually, but he just he fell on a couple corners in both races, and then that kind of did it. But his riding was excellent. And what else is going on with Supercross? We're going to go to Dallas this year. We have our family living there now. My son Danny and his wife Rachel and our grandbaby Georgia.
Georgia June.
And we have another grandbaby on the way. So we're gonna go to that's probably gonna be Sue's first race. No, actually not. You're going to Oakland, right?
I'm going to Oakland.
Oh, Phoenix.
Phoenix. And then Dallas. I'm going to all the away ones. None of them that are here.
Yeah. The ones where I get to sleep in my own bed, she doesn't go to. So the two San Diegos and the two Anaheims. She's staying home and then...
because I'd rather watch it on TV. Watch the broadcast live.
I understand that.
If they didn't have it live, I'd go to the races. But since it's live on TV, I'd rather watch it on live. I like to watch the broadcast better.
Yeah, I get that. I actually would rather watch a football game at home than at the stadium. Especially at the Coliseum. You ever go there? We're Trojan fans. You go to the Coliseum and the seats... I can't sit straight. I have to have my legs bent to the side. And my knees are hurting and...
but they're doing a $270 million renovation of the Coliseum.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
The only reason I like to go there is really for that kettle corn. It's excellent kettle corn. They got a huge bag of it.
Such a loser.
It's awesome. So
your obsession with kettle corn.
So sometimes I go to the game. I don't even go in. I just eat the kettle corn. Talk to the guys who make it.
How many bags did you used to? Because now we've kind of banned it. But how many?
Ban anything.
Bags?
You just quit buying it.
Yeah, that's called banning. How many bags of kettle corn did you buy at Costco? And they're, mind you, they're like trash bag size bags.
Small trash bags. Like, seriously, like they're a big bag, like a big potato chip type bag, something like that size. But I'd buy like maybe, you know, I'd buy 3 or 4 at a time, but only go through about one a week, maybe one and a half a week.
No.
Or a day. I mean,
yeah.
No, I wasn't going through that much.
You'd go through one every couple days.
But they're good. So I was eating a lot of that. It's
like eating Sugar Smack cereal. That's how sweet it is.
Kind of. But I got banned from it because it was making too much noise.
That's right. It was
crunchy. It's like,
you couldn't watch TV because it was so crunchy.
But it's so... like, addicting.
And he would eat it for the entire television program.
So?
And he'd have it all on his chest.
That's all right.
It was all on his chair and on the floor.
It's like going to the movies.
Yeah, he was obsessed with that stuff. It's so bad for you, though, because it's so sugary.
Well, I haven't lost weight since I quit using it or eating it.
Using it. It was like crap.
I quit using kettle corn, man.
He went to rehab.
But anyway, so I might get season tickets to the USC this year for the kettle corn. But
if they do the renovation. They are making the seats bigger, though. The rows bigger.
We are going to go to see USC beat Alabama this year, correct?
We're going to go watch USC play Alabama.
It's going to be in Dallas, since we have family there. It's kind of an easy one for us. We'll make that trip. We drove to Dallas this year once in our motorhome.
Yeah.
Sue had a great time. Like, when I'm driving somewhere, it's get there. And then when it's time to get home, it's get home. Yeah. So we did 2 days to Dallas, slept in a Walmart one night. Not in a Walmart, but in their parking lot.
It's like 14-hour days driving, and it was not fun.
Here's my thoughts. Okay, what are we going to do?
Stop?
Now, I don't want to, hurt Justin McMurrich or Ron Watmore or anybody, but we're not going to stop in Tucson and hang out.
Why not? There's lots to see.
I mean, maybe Tombstone or something, but we're passing through. We're not stopping. So we went to the exciting city of El Paso and stopped there and slept in a Walmart parking lot.
If you're from El Paso, I apologize for his remarks, because
El Paso?
El Paso was cool. Remember how all those freeways and everything were all lit up?
Okay, yeah, I get it, but what did I say negative about El Paso?
Your comment was derogatory towards
El Paso. I said we slept in El Paso.
You go, we went to the beautiful city of El Paso.
Beautiful city.
You were making fun of it.
You are not understanding my tone.
Yeah, right.
So we went to El Paso, and we slept there. Actually, it was pretty cool because there was a...
Yeah.
What was that restaurant there?
Texas Roadhouse.
Texas Roadhouse. That is where we started the Supercross. Did you know that?
Yes, you told me that when we were there. We always have to talk about motorcycles.
Yep. So let's talk about that. 2011, we were at the World Police and Fire Games in Indianapolis, and we went into a Texas Roadhouse to eat. There was 11 of us, I believe. And by the time we left, we had started a Supercross team. Mm-hmm. Good old days.
Yeah. Should have been there to ixnay that thing.
So, anyway, that'll be a topic for another time.
I'm not like a killjoy, obviously, since this is our 15th season.
Yeah, you don't sound like it.
I'm not. Put up with all this crap, but it's like, oh my gosh, if you guys even knew what it has gone into this, you would.
So, what else we want to talk about? You want to have any guests?
Yeah, we'll have some guests, podcasts.
Like really, really cool people?
Yeah, like just the cool people.
Okay.
And if you have something that you would like us to do a podcast about, we'll take suggestions.
Where do we do this at?
Like on our social media.
Like our Facebook?
Yeah.
I don't go on Facebook, to let you know.
You can find us on facebook.com/firepolicemx. We're on Instagram under firepolicemx, and we're on Twitter under firepolicemx.
Yeah, if you really want to get a hold of me, text me. Okay, because I don't look at Facebook.
He doesn't ever look at Facebook, and I don't really that much anymore either.
But I look at Instagram.
You do. He looks at Instagram.
But if you want to talk to me, just go to what's it called? Texting? Yeah, text us, text me in Texas, because I look at that constantly all day long. I check that
24/7.
If I'm not checking my texting,
let me see your phone for a second.
You don't have one?
Let me see yours.
Okay.
What I would like to explain.
What I like to do is play. What's that? Moto.
He has. So this will tell you he has 59 unread text messages right now.
59. Check this out, though.
Yeah, your email's gotten a lot less. Usually he has like 1,300 unread emails. Oh, he's got 8,882 emails.
Unread. So if unread. If I haven't responded to you, you're probably in that.
8,000.
Because they're so stupid. It's not you guys. It's people. I get emails for everything. Like, so I just look at the ones I.
So anyway.
Probably 100 and something. Good luck. Day. I don't know.
If he texts you back, you're like very lucky.
No, I text.
You have 59 unread texts.
What are you talking about?
Right, see, right, go to your text right there. Right there. It says 59 you haven't read.
Okay, so I read all those. They're buried. They're somewhere way down there.
Well, I'm just saying, you got 59 unread ones.
There's one right there. Scott Johnson, but we're already in communications.
Okay, I'm just telling.
It's
I'm
a little, just saying. A little blue dot here.
So you can find us on social media. Fire Police MX on all the social medias. And let us know if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, talk about. And we will try to make podcasts often.
How, like, let's seriously discuss this and put it on the table. Because we do things, and then we don't do things. We quit.
Because you, okay, here's why. Because you have Supercross, Fire Police, screen printing, graphics, what else?
Those
are just four of the businesses that he has.
Like major businesses.
Yeah, right.
They're just stuff I do.
Yeah.
They're hobbies.
No, they're major time sucking businesses. So it's hard to keep you focused on one thing.
I know, but.
So that's why everything else goes.
And that's why all you 50-year-olds are lucky, because I never get to ride.
Yeah, so.
This natural talent right here, I never get to use it.
Yeah, it's just going to waste.
Yeah.
He could be a champion.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Anyway, we're going to end this podcast.
We are.
It's already been long enough.
How long?
27 minutes.
Let's just make it to half an hour and then cut it off, no matter what we're saying.
Right at 30 minutes?
Yeah, like it'll be the 30-second podcast, or 30-minute, I mean. And that's it.
Who wants to listen to us for 30 minutes?
The guys who are still listening to this one right now. Those are the
guys. Is there like one or two of you left that are still listening to us?
So anyway, what else can we talk about in the next 2 minutes? We've never been to Dallas to the stadium yet. Looking forward to that.
No, we haven't.
Oh, and I'm trying to talk her into going to what's that city where the Patriots play?
Boston.
Yeah, Boston.
This is what happens, too, when you become 56.
But I remember they got a guy on the side of their helmet hiking a ball through his leg. The center is hiking the ball on the side of their helmet. The Boston Patriots. So we're going to – I want to go to Boston because I've never seen that place. And the race is in Foxborough, and I like to see Jim Plunkett and the, you know, if the team's still there.
Can we go to Fenway Park?
Yeah, why not? They had a big robbery there once, I think. Another thing to talk about later.
Robbery?
Yes, a bunch of guys.
Is that a movie?
Yeah. Oh. I don't remember what it was called, but it was a movie. But anyway.
Maybe we'll see Jimmy Fallon there.
Maybe. Oh, yeah. What was that movie called?
I don't know, but we got 1 minute left.
It was with Drew Barrymore and Jimmy Fallon.
That was a good movie.
Yeah, it was cool. She dropped off the big green wall there, big green monster, I think they call it.
Yeah.
And there's no way. She's in high heels, and there's no way she like survived that. But she made it across. She ditched all the guards and made it across the field.
What about the race in New Jersey?
We haven't been to that one either, the Meadowlands. That's where the Giants and the Jets play.
Good thing you're retired.
Yeah, but we haven't been there. We should probably go to that one, too. And we got 30 seconds to kill here. This is my wheelhouse right here, the 30-second board, guys.
Okay, here's your 30-second
board. So here we are. We're at the Fire Police Center. Welcome to the 30-second board. This is Simon. We're going to go. Blah, blah, blah,
blah. No, you still got 20 seconds.
Oh, I was doing an auction there. Or what do they call those things? Yeah, auctioneer. So, anyway, we're going to talk to you guys later. This is probably the worst podcast in the history of podcasts. We have 8 seconds, and we are 4, 3, 2, 1, out.
You go too fast.
You're out.
You're an idiot.